Chapter 59. Thomas took a step backward, noticing others doing the same. A deathly silence sucked the life out of the air as every last glader stared at the row of windows, at the row of observers. Thomas watched one of them look down to write something, another reach up and put on a pair of glasses. They all wore black coats over white shirts, a word stitched on their right breast. He couldn't quite make out what it said. None of them wore any kind of discernible facial expression. They were all sallow and gaunt, miserably sad to look upon. They continued to stare at the gladers. A man shook his head. A woman nodded. Another man reached up and scratched his nose, the most human thing Thomas had seen any of them do.
"Who are those people?"
Chuck whispered, but his voice echoed throughout the chamber with a raspy edge.
"The creators," Minho said. Then he spat on the floor.
"I'm going to break your faces," he screamed,
so loudly Thomas almost held his hands over his ears.
"What do we do?"
Thomas asked.
"What are they waiting on?"
"They've probably revved the grievers back up," Newt said. "They're probably coming right..."
A loud, slow beeping sound cut him off, like the warning alarm of a huge truck driving in reverse, but much more powerful. It came from everywhere, booming and echoing throughout the chamber.
"What now?"
Chuck asked, not hiding the concern in his voice. For some reason, everyone looked at Thomas. He shrugged in answer. He'd only remembered so much, and now he was just as clueless as anyone else, and scared. He craned his neck as he scanned the place top to bottom, trying to find the source of the beeps, but nothing had changed. Then, out of the corner of his eye, he noticed the other gladers looking in the direction of the doors. He did as well. His heart quickened when he saw that one of the doors was swinging open toward them. The beeping stopped, and a silence as deep as outer space settled on the chamber. Thomas waited without breathing, braced himself for something horrible to come flying through the door. Instead, two people walked into the room. One was a woman, an actual grown-up. She seemed very ordinary, wearing black pants and a button-down white shirt with a logo on the breast, Wicked, spelled in blue capital letters. Her brown hair was cut at the shoulder, and she had a thin face with dark eyes. As she walked toward the group, she neither smiled nor frowned. It was almost as if she didn't notice or care they were standing there.
"I know her," Thomas thought.
But it was a cloudy kind of recollection. He couldn't remember her name or what she had to do with the maze, but she seemed familiar. And not just her looks, but the way she walked, her mannerisms, stiff, without a hint of joy. She stopped several feet in front of the gladers and slowly looked left to right, taking them all in. The other person, standing next to her, was a boy wearing an overly large sweatshirt, its hood pulled up over his head, concealing his face.
"Welcome back," the woman finally said. "Over 2 years, and so few dead. Amazing."
Thomas felt his mouth drop open, felt anger redden his face.
"Excuse me?" Newt asked.
Her eyes scanned the crowd again before falling on Newt.
"Everything has gone according to plan, Mr. Newton, although we expected a few more of you to give up along the way."
She glanced over at her companion, then reached out and pulled the hood off the boy. He looked up, his eyes wet with tears. Every glader in the room sucked in a breath of surprise. Thomas felt his knees buckle. It was Galley. Thomas blinked, then rubbed his eyes like something out of a cartoon. He was consumed with shock and anger. It was Galley.
"What's he doing here?"
Minho shouted.
"You're safe now," the woman responded, as if she hadn't heard him. "Please, be at ease."
"At ease?" Minho barked. "Who are you, telling us to be at ease? We want to see the police, the mayor, the president, somebody."
Thomas worried what Minho might do. Then again, Thomas kind of wanted him to go punch her in the face. She narrowed her eyes as she looked at Minho.
"You have no idea what you're talking about, boy. I'd expect more maturity from someone who's passed the maze trials."
Her condescending tone shocked Thomas.
Minho started to retort, but Newt elbowed him in the gut.
Gally, Newt said. What's going on?
The dark-haired boy looked at him. His eyes flared for a moment, his head shaking slightly, but he didn't respond. Something's off with him, Thomas thought. Worse than before. The woman nodded as if proud of him.
One day you'll all be grateful for what we've done for you. I can only promise this, and trust your minds to accept it. If you don't, then the whole thing was a mistake. Dark times, Mr. Newton. Dark times.
She paused.
There is, of course, one final variable.
She stepped back. Thomas focused on Gally. The boy's whole body trembled, his face pasty white, making his wet, red eyes stand out like bloody splotches on paper. His lips pressed together, the skin around them twitched, as if he were trying to speak but couldn't.